It's 105. Hi there. I'm Mary Lynn with you weekdays, noon to 3.
And I'm Ryan Monahan.
So yesterday, you know, news comes over that that Steve Jobs had passed away. And you know, it didn't take very long for just all kinds of just an outpouring of people just having to share their thoughts and their feelings and their memories and their and just sharing their loss all across the social media spaces. Everybody from President Barack Obama to Mark Zuckerberg to, you know, your friends. I'm sure your friends that you saw on Facebook were also posting things. So, you know, here's one man. Most of us didn't have an opportunity to even meet him, but he affected us all in such a big way. And maybe, I don't know, I felt a little silly that I was so sad. But on the other hand, I know that I'm not. And that's why I wanted to have Tom Campion on. Tom is a licensed clinical psychologist. He's talked on many topics, works with families, family dynamics. He's with Campion Barrow and Associates. And Tom, we've had you on before. And usually it's some kind of a bummer type of a situation. But, you know, can you help us understand why we're feeling this loss and sorrow?
Yeah, I was thinking about this before coming on about Steve and catching some clips of some news things last night and some of the postings today. And, you know, to me, and this is kind of reflective of my own feelings, it seems like it's an end of an era. I know that may seem kind of dramatic. And so there's a loss of somebody who has contributed a lot to things we use on a daily basis. But also seems like as you kind of go through his life, there seems to be this air ending, and it's I think that's hard to sit on for a little bit to say, well, what's next? You know, what's next? Here's somebody who's very innovative, who's done some amazing things mm-hmm. and products that have revolutionized many things we do, from young to old.
Right.
We've all experienced the products he's put out, and he always had this flair for what was the next thing, what was the next move, was the next push forward. He was very much a visionary and mm-hmm. and drove a company,
to this powerhouse that it is today. You know, George was telling me this story about, you know, back in the early 2000s, he had this vision that and he was building, you know, his company to be ready for this time when we got to a point where 50% of the country was using broadband, because he knew that once we got to that point, his products were going to take off. But for that entire time, he was, you know, he's having to answer to shareholders and people are giving him pressure and people are having their doubts about the company. And I guess when you really look at his whole story, and I think what we love and admire about him is that he had wins and losses. It wasn't just a street success story. He's like everybody else. We've got our ups and our downs, our good times, our bad times, but yet he persevered and believed in himself.
I agree. I think that's what made it so charismatic. It was a driving force behind what he was doing. Mm-hmm. Being a real visionary needs that component. I think in that spirit, it's how do we handle this now?
Yeah.
Because I think he was such a futuristic thinker and focused. I think he would not want people to hold back. And I call it kind of living life through the rearview mirror. You know, we have this full vision in front of us. Let's keep looking forward. Let's keep moving to the next thing, the next best thing. Keep moving on. His fight through cancer, very positive. Yeah. It was very much, let's move into this. Let's not dwell on the past, but excited about the future. And I think that encompassed him and mm-hmm. encompassed a good visionary. And I think that's what he would want. He would want us to do that.
Mm. Why do you think I've heard people say he was the Walt Disney for this generation. You hear all these comparisons about him, you know, and I don't know him personally, but I definitely feel for his family, his four kids, his wife that are left behind. I feel kind of silly that I was sad when we played earlier in the noon hour. We played his 2005 commencement speech to Stanford students, and my eyes were getting watery. And I'm like, what is up with this? And I feel a little silly, but on the other hand, I feel a sense of loss.
Well, it's just compassion. I think you're a compassionate person, so either we're going to feel this. And death is a very interesting concept, for the lack of a better word, helping people going through a grieving process of very close loved ones, and what that does to a person, and the hole that creates in a person's life, and the pain that comes out of grief, and how to process and move through that becomes a very real thing. And even during funeral ceremonies and situations where somebody has passed on, a lot of us sit back and look at our own life and look at what are we accomplishing, what are we doing, are we being futuristic thinking, are we moving forward, are we relying on what's happened, are we getting upset about what didn't happen, are we upset in the current failure, are we going to turn things around and be positive and keep moving forward. It causes us to think about a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
A lot of people's families and compassion, and really what matters in life, what are the priorities we're functioning under. And so it's an opportunity to reassess a lot of things, and hearing somebody and seeing somebody like Steve Jobs in a life that is exciting, that was energizing, that impacts people on a very personal level just through the products.
Yeah.
So we have a level of connection there.
Mm.
You know, and so we begin to come into this grief process as well. Not full force as a family member, we're, of course, but we do begin to experience that because we have a level of personal connection. Even the motivational speech and talks, you can even see some of his clips talking to Apple employees, demonstrating new products is always exciting. Everybody was on the edge of their chair when the next thing was coming out.
Mm-hmm.
And he just had a way to do that, to bring that out in people. And so he was able to really reach us on a personal level.
Well, I want to take a quick break, and I've got a couple of more questions to ask you, and this is just great. You're so good for therapy. You're such good therapy, Tom, I tell you. We're talking with Tom Campion from Campion Barrow and Associates, and we'll be right back. And if you've got a question, if you've got some feelings that you want to get out, give us a call at 359-CALL, 217-359-2255. It's 112 at Connect FM. We're 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. We're connecting with Tom Campion from Campion Barrow & Associates. He's a licensed clinical psychologist. He's talked on many topics, works with families and family dynamics. Those are some of his specialties. And we've been talking about just feeling a sense of loss with the death of Steve Jobs. You know, maybe he wasn't technically a member of our family, but as Tom, you were just pointing out, you know, a lot of us have a personal connection with his products, with his services, or even just through the inspiration that he's provided with the quotes and things that he's put out there. So there is a level of connectedness, that personal connectedness that a lot of us had with Steve. And, one thing, Tom, that I thought about last night, my husband was thinking about this too. It, when somebody like this, who's iconic, when they pass away, it kind of makes us look at our own immortality a little bit. And that's kind of scary.
It is, and it's something that we don't like to acknowledge. And we go through the day very successfully in a state of denial about it. But the truth of the matter is, we are immortal, and we will have to, everybody will have to face death. And that's not to be, doom and gloom.
Right.
I think what it does, it helps us reset priorities, helps us reset really what matters. What I find in life in terms of stress is the details that take us out of our priorities, that grind us into a state of stress and fatigue. And it's the details that take our focus off really what matters and really what we need to be aware of.
Mm-hmm.
And if we're doing that too much, we need times to reset, get away from the details, start to see the forest from the trees, really see what matters in life, re-engage that so that we can have a full life. We can have a happy life. We have a good life and not be brought down by the details and the stress of just doing daily things. I found a list the other day of just some items, and it was in a wadded pile in the corner of the desk. I open that up, and I look at this list, and I know it was very important, because when I make a list, it's something that's going on in my mind I'm trying to not stress over. So I knew something was very important, but you know what? When I uncovered it and I looked at it, it had no significance to me.
Wow.
It was 6 months ago. But today, what's stressing today? You know, if I find that list 6 months from today, Am I going to know what that is? And so the point is, our details seem very overwhelming in the moment, but in the larger picture, a lot of times we forget what they are, and we're just into the next mix.
Yeah, you're right. It's amazing how fast it goes. Would you say writing it down, is that something that you do to help you kind of to get through it?
And most of the time, people will lock a lot of this in their mind and try to hold on to it. And I say, let's unpack that a little bit and make a list, write things down. A lot of people do that already in many forms. Our technology makes this very easy to do as well, to get things out, map it out, calendars, schedule. But what happens is people get too engrossed into that and, again, miss the big priorities of really what's important. I like people to step back and say, yeah, let's organize our day. But we always have to be looking at it through the filters of what's important, what really matters. My relationships, people who are important to me, that I want to invest in, I want to care about, children, spouse, a neighbor, a friend, you know, whatever that is that I want to say, here are my priorities, spiritual development, even sometimes occupational development, even nurturing or mentoring people within a workplace become a priority. But if you notice what I'm saying, I'm talking about people.
Yeah.
The priorities of life is relationships and people. And if we build those, I think we can get a lot more out of life.
You know, and you know, my next question was going to be, you know, what can we do to maybe be more inspirational to others, like Steve Jobs was to us? And you know, I think you kind of answered it in the fact that it's all about clarity. He knew what his priorities were. He knew he didn't live for other people. He made sure that he woke that every day, if he woke up and he wasn't happy with what he was doing, that life's too short. I'm going to need to make a change. So is a sense of clarity, knowing what you want and going for what you want. It gives you that confidence.
It sure does. And I liked a couple of clips I saw of him, and I see this in other great speakers, is they're visionaries, and they can be very clear in their vision. And I think that's, they don't hem and they don't haw about, they don't say, well, maybe, they don't say, you can see the energy behind what they see, and they make it very clear, and people gravitate to that. They really do. They really get on board, and a successful leader is able to cast a very clear vision and get people to buy into that, to gain energy around that, because if you don't, they will be bogged down by the details, and they will lose sight very easily in the details. And so if we can't be launched forward in a very powerful, clear vision, the details will sabotage any efforts that leader is trying to do. And some of those great speeches you hear from military men and women and leaders, and where the kind of hair on the back of your neck stands up because it's so inspirational. It's so charging. It's that kind of motivation needed to take on some very difficult tasks, because the tasks themselves can be
daunting.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And that reminds me of another quote from Steve Jobs, remembering that he says, management tends to be about persuading people to do things they do not want to do, while leadership is.
I say, you know, other people in their lives too, in terms of moving forward, you know, do we stop when we're knocked down? Do we stop under pressure? Do we reset our purpose, reset our focus, and push forward, moving forward?
All right. Well, I can't thank you enough for the time and for the counsel. We've been talking with Tom Campion from Campion Barrow and Associates, and you can find them online at www.campionbarrow, that's BARROW.com. And we look forward to talking with you again sometime.
All right. Take care.
All right. Thanks so much, Tom. It's 122 at Connect FM.